I got there because I had this job. I was in this business. It's actually called Title 24, you know, and I test homes, make sure they're up to, make sure they're all energy compliant, and especially new homes, you know, that's what I was doing. And then I didn't like the job much, and my wife kept encouraging me to quit, that she would take care of everything, you know, if there were, you know, because she works. She said, quit your job. Play music. That's what you should be doing. And I said, okay. And so I put out a CD last year, sent it to Delta Groove. They liked it. And now I'm a part of their stable.
Well, that's very interesting. I want to get to that in just a bit, a little more detail about that in just a bit. Let's play another song from the album before we do that. It's Watch Your Step. It's the title track. Our guest is Andy Santana, and this is GLT's Talkin' Blues. So your wife encouraged you to quit this job you had to concentrate on music full time. Do I have that right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. You've been playing music for a long, long time, right? Like 30, 35 years?
Yes, I have. I started out in the Bay Area. Well, you know, actually, I started in a small town called Santa Cruz. And there's a very, very small, like, you know, a matter of about two or three people that were really into blues, that were trying to play, trying to imitate, you know, what we were hearing, you know, all the classics and all the masters of blues, especially the Chicago blues scene. You know, everybody seemed to be interested in that, you know, because, you know, there's so many great stars coming out of there, Howlin' Wolf and Sonny Boy and Little Walter, and these guys were studying in them. And in fact, you know, how I started my very first band, actually, somebody had put an ad in the classifieds, and it just named all the names from like Chicago, Memphis, you know, Texas, all the names, you know, that were associated with real blues. And it seemed to be an emphasis on Chicago. And I, because I play harmonica and, you know, Little Walter was one of the guys that influenced my style so much, I answered the ad and we became a really good friends and started the West Coast Playboys way back then.
The voice you're hearing is Andy Santana. We're playing songs from his brand new album with the West Coast Playboys. It's called Watch Your Step. Andy, I want to talk some more, but let's play another song from the album. And we'll go right to the third song. We're kind of going in chronological order here. This is called Playgirl. Andy Santana and the West Coast Playboys from Delta Groove Records here on GLT's Talkin' Blues.
You ain't nothing but a playgirl.
As musicians, it's so hard. It's just a tough, tough business. So for 30-some years, you are playing music at least part-time. You're working full-time, I'm guessing, or at least balancing the two. Were you a little leery to make that leap because of, you know, you're losing that steady income? Or was it just, you know, you enjoyed music, but you didn't want to do it professionally, you know, full time? Or
it's... Well, you know, that's a great question because, you know, it's a real question. You know, I mean, every musician is confronted with that dilemma, if you will, you know.
It's hard. I mean, it really is. That's a tough decision.
It's super hard. I'm not making a lot of money right now. You know, I'm officially retired from the regular job. I've come to a couple of realizations, my friend, and one of them is this, that I just can't worry. I just got to go for it. If it don't work out, then I'll find another, you know, something will open up. And if I have to find another job, I will, you know. And the job that I did prior to this, you know, there's demand for it. And so I could probably get a job even at my age right now doing the same thing. You know, I've actually had a few offers here over the last few months. And, you know, I took a little bit of a break for about 3 years when I was working. I always kind of did some amount of gigging, you know, to kind of stay in the loop. And then for 3 years, I did like literally 5 gigs in 3 years. And then I put out the CD, and I didn't think Delta Groove was going to take me because they really want touring bands.
Sure.
But they liked my CD enough that they put it out. And I'm very, very happy for that. And I realized that if I was going, you know, since they're taking a chance on me and my wife is willing to, you know, hold down the fort, you know, bless her soul, you know, because not very many women would do that, as you well know.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Andy, if you don't mind, let me address that in just a bit, because I want to play another song from the album. It's called Watch Your Step. Andy Santana and the West Coast Playboys here on GLT's Talkin' Blues. Let me go back to the very beginning when you were mentioning all these names from Chicago and how you were just attracted to all these names. Where did you first hear these people? I mean, were you listening to somebody's record collection? Did you see a band or something on the radio that caught your attention?
You know, that's a great question, you know, because, I've been asked that question, you know, and, you know, I was a young man, and it was the British invasion that helped us to, you know, to recognize our roots, because, you know, they were worshiping all the guys coming out of Chicago, like Howlin' Wolf and Sonny Boy, and, you know, those guys were, they prayed at the altar of Howlin' Wolf and Sonny Boy, you know, I mean, they really did. And if it wasn't for the British invasion, you know, because, you know, they talked about it, and, you know, and you'd read in these teen magazines and such, you know, way back then, you know, that was their influence. And so I started to listen to these guys, you know,
because
in fact, you know, one of the main guys, believe it or not, that had me even, I didn't even know what blues was. And Bob Dylan, believe it or not, Route 66, there were some, you know, back then, there was an interview with him, and he said something about Lonnie Johnson. I didn't know who Lonnie Johnson was, and it was years later that I found a Lonnie Johnson album. But it's these guys that were already playing, you know, the contemporary music of the day, you know, in the 60s, and they were turning us on back to the roots of where, you know, they gathered information and ideas and also studied, which is probably the reason why they got so great, you know, because they had strong foundations based in roots music.
Well, Andy Santana, it's great to get to know you just a little bit. We're loving the new album on Delta Groove Records. It's called Watch Your Step. And hopefully we can talk again in the future. And hopefully we can get you around here in Central Illinois, or at least Chicago or St. Louis or something in the near future.
John, if I do, you know, I'll definitely contact you. I really, really appreciate it.
What's wrong? Time, baby, what's wrong?